One more time now on Inside Agriculture. Final blast here, and there's a lot of farm news that we haven't covered yet. USDA's Risk Management Agency announced several updates to livestock and dairy insurance programs starting with next year. The changes affect the livestock risk protection, livestock gross margin, and the dairy revenue protection programs, and were approved by the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation Board of Directors. Among the updates are new subsidy capture language addressing off-exchange contracts, revised definitions, and subsidy percentages for beginning farmers and ranchers to align with the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, and expanded flexibility allowing concurrent coverage between similar livestock programs. New Mexico Congressman Steve Pierce has been confirmed as Director of the Bureau of Land Management. NCBA and the American Sheep Industry Association and Public Lands Council are approving of that confirmation, arguing that ranchers need permanent leadership at the BLM to help manage grazing permits and federal land operations more efficiently. A senior Republican senator sees no bargaining room on a key Democratic farm bill demand. Iowa's Chuck Grassley says Senate Ag Democrats are asking too much.
What they want us to do is undo the anti-fraud provisions that were in the tax bill of a year ago.
Grassley argues that forcing states with high SNAP error rates to pay more of their food stamp costs is the best way to get at the fraud issue. Delaying it would cost billions.
If we did it for 2 years, it would cost $18 billion. If we did it for 1 year, it would be $8 billion. And if there's fraud in programs, we can't justify it any more than we could let Minnesota get away with billions being wasted in daycare.
Food stamp reforms have stymied a farm bill for 3 years, and Grassley is frustrated.
But we haven't passed a five-year farm bill. Thank God the House passed it. Thank God that Boozman is working real hard to get 60 votes for a bipartisan bill over here in the United States Senate.
The House passed the farm bill. 14 Democrats backed it, but there were no changes to SNAP reforms. Changes strongly opposed by House Republicans. Grassley has suggested the Senate may need to rely on the House bill. Either way, getting the 60 votes needed to advance a farm bill looks like an uphill climb in the Senate. And that's it for Inside Agriculture on this midweek Wednesday, a chilly morning, hopefully the last one of the season. And every day warmer than the day before, starting today. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning on Inside Agriculture.